Fergus and Brian, you're both very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you for having us.
It's lovely to have you here. So, Fergus, I'm going to start off with yourself, first of all. So, tell us a small bit about the event management degree. So, how long maybe the course is and some of the opportunities that it leads to.
Yeah, so this BA Honours in Event Management at MTU in Kerry has been running actually since 2018. It's unusual in that it's a 3-year honours degree rather than a 4-year honours degree, which is more typical. And it's the only 3-year BA Honours in Ireland in event management. As I said, we've been running since 2018. There was a major hiccup along the way with COVID and the shutdown of the events industry, but we've managed to come out the far side of that. And it's great now because we have graduates. We've about 4 or 5 years of graduates who have gone out into the field and are working with event agencies and festival companies and conferencing centres and various different festivals around the country. So that's a really great story, and it's probably one of the most rewarding parts, I suppose, from my side of things as well.
Absolutely.
We have a significant amount of, I suppose, there's 3 streams. So we have a business stream where we do a lot of focus on the business side of events and the financial side and the entrepreneurship side. We have an event stream where we look at obviously how you run events, risk management, fundraising, project management, conference management. And that culminates with students running their own live practical event in third year where they plan, manage, deliver, market the whole thing. And then there's a personal development side to it. So students are kind of fostered in the area of leadership, team building, communications, volunteerism, you know, those aspects that are really important now for graduates going out into the world.
Brian, you're obviously one of the recent graduates as well. I think you're only 2 years out. How did you find taking part in this programme?
Yeah, so I suppose when I was back in school, I was always in the mindset of a 9-to-5 job wasn't always for me, or I had to be doing something different. So trying to find that type of job was difficult, and going to a couple of the open days, nothing really stood out to me, I suppose. So when I went to the open day for MTU or IT3 as it was back then, I came across event management and I was like, oh, this is really interesting and it's something different. And the joys of event management is that there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. You could go into hotel management, or you could go into festival or music events. So that's something that stood out to me from the get-go. So that's where I just wanted to go down that stream and see where it'd take me. So lucky enough that it was in Tralee and I'm based in Fiery, so it was only a trip over the road. So that's how I started out there. And throughout the 3 years, it was just fantastic, from going on trips to seeing the theory part of event management and how festivals came about, especially in Ireland, and how it's progressed over the years. Always struck interest in me. And then when we did our event operations module, that's when I knew that I was in the right industry. We had the opportunity to do our own event, which was Aspire, which was a conference for TYs and Leaving Cert students 2 years ago. And from planning to preparations to logistically coordinating it, we got the opportunity to do it all. And that's where I fell in love with events from the get-go. And that's where I am today from it.
Oh, fantastic. It's brilliant. And it really sounds like you enjoyed the programme and it really taught you a lot as well. And I suppose that leads me on to my next question, because as I said, it's 2 years since you graduated, but you've already gone and set up your own business. It's called Next Generation Events. So tell us, I suppose, how it's going, first of all, and then how it all came about, I suppose, after you graduated.
Yeah, it's been a mad 2 years, to say the least. If you told me when I was in my first year of college that I'd be running my own business today, I would have been laughing at you. I suppose not many people at 23 get the opportunity to say that they have successfully run business at this stage of their career. So I'm absolutely delighted. But as I said, it was definitely down to the course, and from learning how to create budgets to writing risk assessments or event management plans, it's just been really helpful. And I suppose one thing about the course which was fantastic and a great help to me was our placement, which is what we got to do, which is 3 months over the summer. And I was lucky enough to find Brian Carr, who is an event manager for the last 15 years in Tralee, and I went on board with him as a runner. So our first one was the Park Festival in Tralee, and I was a runner for that, just doing odd jobs here and there. And I was in the office with him Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and we did preparations and planning, and he showed me a lot of the health and safety side of the events and how to coordinate it. So then from that, I suppose we moved on, and I did Féile Tralee on its first year ever. when it separated from the Rosa Tree and coincided with it. And then I went on to do the National Circus Festival and the Global Economic Summit. So that was a year in itself, learning all that and just being a deputy controller with Brian and learning the ins and outs of it. And then Brian did mention that he was deciding to take a small bit of a step back from the festival and event side. So I seen a bit of a small opportunity there for, and I grasped at it. So I went down the line of setting up my own company, which I always planned to do from the get-go. So that in itself was a bit of a an adventure, I suppose, trying to go down that route and set it up. So the tender comes out for these festivals in Tralee, such as the Féile Tralee and the Park Festival and everything else we work on. So I decided, why not? I'll try in the tender. I've the experience behind me now, so let's see what happens. And lucky enough, I was blessed to run the Park Festival this year with my own company, Next Generation, and Féile Tralee, which coincides with the Rosa Tralee, which in itself was just an amazing experience. I don't think many people get the opportunity to say that 2 years out of college they can put down in their CV that they'd be the event controller for such a big festival. And just going forward, we're doing Samhain Kerry starting next week in Tralee, and we have, I'm taking on Christmas this year with the Chamber Alliance, so it's a busy winter season ahead as well, and I can't be more grateful for the opportunities that I've been given so far.
Oh, fair play to you, it's fantastic, and I can imagine a lot of hard work went into it from yourself as well, because it takes a lot of ambition to set up your own business.
Definitely.
And to take on these big events, but it's great to have such experience with those, because they're massive events for the county as well, so to have worked on them is fantastic, and it's great, as you said, when you're such a new business still as well. But how did you find, I suppose, at the event management BA degree, how did you find that that helped you when it came to these events and the real life experience?
Well, I suppose from the get-go, everything that you do in college, and I was actually given a talk in the college last week, everything you do in college is just so essential to the work placement or even the work of event management. Like when we're in college and we're saying, oh, why are we doing this assignment, or we're not going to do this? You are, from a tendering process to writing new ideas to coming up with new ideas, even like everything we do in college has helped me along the way. Even budget planning, or like I said before, the operations management and getting the chance to do the practical side of events was just fantastic. Or we did 80 hours work experience during our course in event management as well, which again gave us the insight to that. Fergus and the course has always been on the end of the phone to me from advice on festivals or events, or just mentioning maybe tendering opportunities that's coming up in the county. Everything, they've been there for me and supporting me the whole way, so I cannot praise the college enough for the support they've given me since I've set up the company or left even. And we're always in contact with each other, as I said, advice or just literally support down the line, they're always there for me.
And Brian, that's fantastic, isn't it? Because obviously when you're in MTU and you're, you know, you're going through a program or going, you know, getting your degree, you expect, I suppose, to have the support of those mentors, but you don't always expect to have it afterwards as well when you're finished. But that's invaluable, I can imagine, to still be able to pick up the phone to the likes of Fergus or to the likes of other people in the course as well, and just to run ideas by them or to get their help. Like, that's fantastic, I can imagine, for you.
It is, definitely. And as I said, look, I'm only out 2 years. I don't know everything. I will never claim to know everything. I'm still learning and I'm still building myself up. So to have someone like Fergus or any of the other lecturers in the college just to have that conversation or just to talk through some ideas is just a fantastic support to have, because not everyone has that, and not everyone has that opportunity, especially in college. So when you leave college, that's it, the lecturers see you, okay, he's gone, we won't see him anymore. Whereas, as I said, the support that they've given me over the past 2 years has just been fantastic, and I can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me.
That's fantastic. That's great to hear. And Fergus, I can imagine that's a very important part for you at MTU as well, because I know you're always, I suppose, encouraging people, you know, to take on, if they have an idea, to become that entrepreneur. You know, we're a very innovative county as well. It's something that's really important to us. So having, I suppose, that support system in place for graduates of MTU as well, it's an important aspect for you, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, entrepreneurship is a core part of MTU's identity, I suppose, as a new university in the region. With that in mind, we ensure, you know, that when we develop and deliver our courses, that entrepreneurship is a big attribute for graduates and for our learners at MTU. So Brian and everyone who has come through our BA event management degree would have studied entrepreneurship as a module, but would also have like planned and developed practical events from, you know, concept to delivery, would have significant experience in writing business plans and, you know, budgeting and financial management. So there's a whole stream of modules there on the degree in the whole area of business, digital marketing, project management, financial management. And then, you know, we'd work with a lot of students on things like, I suppose, innovation, creativity, leadership, team building, to try and foster that entrepreneurial mindset that graduates like Brian are putting into practice now. And just to mention, like, the RDI Hub in Killorglin as well, which obviously MTU is a partner to. We introduce our students to the RDI Hub and we take them out there to meet the community out there. And we get the students in final year to pitch event ideas to the leadership team out at the RDI Hub. There's actually a number of event-related companies based at the RDI Hub as well, which is really great for this sector.
Certainly is. That's fantastic to hear. And I suppose, speaking of those different kind of, you know, events, I suppose, and festivals that we have around the county, because I think we're very lucky here in Kerry, especially, we seem to have a lot going on, which is fantastic. But I think in Ireland in general, there probably are a lot of opportunities, are there, Fergus, for people maybe that want to study this and get their degree in event management and then actually make it into a career for themselves.
Phenomenal range of opportunities. You know, I suppose, as they say, like, the events industry is kind of having a moment at the moment, if you like, post-COVID, you know. We're all conscious of being stuck on our phones. So people are looking for experiences. They're looking for connection. The concert industry is booming. Electro Picnic was sold out within 2 days of, you know, last year's event for 2026. There's new shows being announced almost every day for next summer. Slane was one last week. The wedding industry is booming. You know, if you're looking to get married in Kerry or anywhere in the top wedding venues, you're probably looking at 2028 now. Just had the NFL game at Croke Park with the two big American football teams. You know, we've got the Ryder Cup an hour up the road from here in 2 years' time, in Adair. The conference industry as well is massive. You know, companies are looking to, same thing, they're looking to connect their staff, connect with suppliers, connect with their customers. And basically, the industry is looking for graduates. It's looking for people with new ideas to drive the business forward. So it's great to see people like Brian, you know, with that entrepreneurial step, you know, to push things on.
It certainly is. And it's great to hear that there's so many different opportunities for people as well, because I can imagine there are a lot of people that think event management sounds, you know, really exciting and really interesting because it's different as well, isn't it? But it's definitely worth them having a look at this degree course and just kind of seeing what it has to offer, because if it's something they're interested in, it's definitely worth exploring it, I can imagine.
Yeah, and like, I suppose Brian attests to this, like, no 2 days are the same. It's a fun, dynamic, vibrant industry. You can kind of find the area of event management that you like. If you want to stay in 9 to 5, you can do that. But if you like, you know, moving around, if you like project-based events, if you want to travel, it's a global industry.
And like that, I love my job. As I was saying to someone today, like, it is stressful and the hours are long, and but I couldn't see myself doing anything else, and I can see myself doing this for the next, hopefully, 30 to 40 years even. And it's just, like Fergus said, every day isn't the same. I was literally just off a flight down from Dublin from meeting sponsors to heading into another event that I'm starting over the weekend, which is TEDx Tralee Women, and tickets are still available if anyone would like to come along to it. But again, it's just so different and it's so diverse, from going from conferencing to festival and events and outdoor events. It's amazing and I love it. And as my thing is health and safety, but there's so many other routes that you can go down there. So if it's something that you just don't want to be sitting in the office, or you don't want to be doing a set job, it's definitely the route to go down and something to explore and look into.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Just before you finish up, Fergus, if anyone is listening and they want to find out a little bit more maybe about the course, how can they do that?
Yeah, so I'd say simply just search MTU Event Management. You can look us up on Google. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram. So just search MTU Event Management. There's contact details as well if you need to send us an email, but that's the easiest way to look us up.
Fantastic. Look, it sounds great. And Brian, congratulations and continued success to you as well. It's fantastic to hear that you're doing so well. But thank you both, Brian and Fergus, for coming in and for talking to me this evening.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.